proclamation number 4877 dated the April 9th, 1950. Are not an ability of God. Recognizing his fundamental nature. No human spirit will be able to grasp me as long as it is not united with me, with my eternal Father Spirit. And this union with me is an act which necessitates utmost willingness to enter into my will, thus it means conforming to my fundamental nature. Only what has become as one with me is able to recognize me, otherwise it is mere faith and not complete realization. The human being's spirit certainly has the ability of insight but never by itself, only in unity with me. It is a spark of my eternal Father Spirit, it is part of me which came forth from me and keeps in permanent contact with me, but only the human beings will bring it to a state where it can function. And this will has to subordinate itself to me, then the spiritual spark can become active in the person. But it can often take a long time until the human being's will awakens the spirit in himself, and this time is lost for eternity. The human being's earthly progress in the state of ignorance is futile for the soul, as then it will only lie for the world, it is not yet able to understand the meaning and purpose of its earthly life, it has not yet got in touch with its inner spirit and is completely blind. Only the awakening of the spiritual spark in the person will safeguard the soul's higher development, its maturing. For the awakened spirit will persuade the soul to turn away from the world and listen to the spirit's voice, and then there will be a dawning, the darkness will be dispersed by light, and the spirit will edify the soul about my being, about my working and my continuous care for my living creation. Then the person's spirit will guide him into truth, it will convey knowledge to him which he cannot receive from an external source, since it would be presented to him incomprehensibly or he would not be able to grasp it. Then the spirit will persistently urge the soul towards a unification with me since, being part of me, it also wants to draw the soul unto itself. Hence unification with me should also become the soul's aim. The human being will only start to appreciate my fundamental nature when he has reached a certain degree of maturity, even then he will never be able to fathom it in its full profundity. He cannot grasp it as a human being, and even a being of light is still very distant from me, although permeated by my strength and therefore blissfully happy. It is impossible to completely ascertain my fundamental nature, for I outshine all other beings of light and strength and therefore I am incomprehensible to every being, even when it has achieved the highest degree of perfection. If it were possible to comprehend me, I would not be infinite, neither in perfection nor in power. Yet precisely this incomprehensibility fills a being of light with bliss, so that it is able to look up to me and love me ever more profoundly, so that it will constantly strive towards me with longing, and will always receive fulfillment of its desire. The fact that I am unattainable to the being will intensify its love because, in awareness of my unattainability, it will regard my love as the greatest gift. Yet on the other hand, my living creation is inseparably connected to me. Its self-inflicted imperfection, its thoroughly contradictory state to my fundamental nature does not limit my love for it and eternally will not induce me to disown it, thus to separate myself from it. Irrespective of how unattainable I am to the being, it is nevertheless connected to me, it belongs to me, because it originated from my strength and thus is a fundamental part of myself. And this togetherness shall now find its culmination in the conscious unity on the part of the being. By striving to reach me it should put itself into the state of bliss because, in order to feel my love and experience it as bliss, The being's will must be totally inclined towards me. There must be no opposition in the being whatsoever. It is to want to reach me in order to be lifted up by me, and this lifting up, this drawing to me, is a never-ending state in eternity. The being will never reach the final goal, yet it will constantly come closer to me. This certainty is still incomprehensible to you as human beings on earth. However, the being's bliss rests in its continuous desire and fulfillment. A completely satisfied being would no longer be able to feel desire and therefore also miss the elation of fulfillment. But I want my children to strive for me at all times. I constantly want to give to them and therefore also want to be constantly desired. And thus, as the final goal, I will stimulate the beings into utmost love and yearning, but always remain above my living creations, not due to lack of love but because of my greater than great love, for I want to bestow never-ending joy, because my love can never cease in all eternity. Amen.